than single digits.
It felt different. It was awkward sitting down the last 10 minutes of the game watching our team. I'm not sure the last time that happened or if it's even happened this year. But it was neat to get other guys opportunities to evaluate them and to let them play the game that they practice so hard every day in. And it was neat to get a chance to sit some of our guys that deserve some rest that played well.
Not only that, but one of those guys gets to come off the bench in Garoski and get the help Kenneth get the record there with the little layups. I mean, even doubly special for a guy like that.
Yeah, definitely it was. Stoyan's a tremendous kid. He works every day, and it was neat to give him some opportunity. And he took advantage of it. He helped Speedy break a big record. To have 15 assists in a game is, first of all, amazing in itself. Second of all, to break a record that's heck, I don't even know how long the record has
69.
Since 1969.
Yeah.
But to have the most assists in the history of Louisiana Tech basketball as a freshman is pretty neat. That's a pretty big accomplishment, and it's a testament to him, obviously, in his ability to pass the basketball, to see things before it happens, but also to the rest of the team that stepped up and made shots and finished at the rim, and our bigs that set really good screens for him. So it was a team accomplishment, and on top of that, he did it not with seven or nine turnovers. He did it with three turnovers, so he made really, really good decisions. He's growing as a point guard.
And for you, as a former point guard, that's something mm-hmm. the 5-1 – assist to turnover may be something that even raises your eyebrows even more.
Definitely. Just great decisions. You know, he's every day in practice and in games, I'm on him and Keon probably the hardest. They play the hardest position, the most important position, and the position that unfortunately I played. So they hear a lot of my voice, and they've both gotten better with carrying out my expectations for them, and they've both learned how to make better and better decisions in the system that we run. And it was neat to see some of that come to fruition for him and for the other guys to see it happen for him as well.
Big confidence builder, Mike, going into the WAC, helping you before the conference.
I think so. You know, we finished the game 8-24 from three, but, you know, for this team, you feel like, golly, we really made shots tonight, because at least we did early. In the first half, we knocked down a bunch of threes. Some guys got their rhythm going. Not everyone. I wish that Trevor and Brandon could have got into a better rhythm offensively, but seems like everyone else had very good offensive performances. And then overall, defensively, I thought we took more ownership over what we're trying to do, especially in our zones, our defensive transition and our matchup zone. We did a good job communicating and scrambling and rotating, and we're getting better in those areas.
And in the second half especially, they started at least 2 of 13. Mm-hmm. That's not even counting by the time Mike got in there and kind of controlled the paint for you.
Yeah, Mike came in and really altered shots and blocked shots. We did a much better job of pressuring without fouling, and it's been one of our issues all year. We've sent guys to the foul line too much. You know, there's a fine line between playing really, really hard and playing hard but intelligent at the same time defensively. So this was one of our best performances in that regard because we held them to 62, but in the first half they hit five or six hard shots. Other than that, it was a pretty good defensive performance by us.
When were you aware that he was getting close to the record? Mm-hmm. They kept updating you, man?
I was about to take him out, and our GA told me that he had 12 assists. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, remind me if he gets 15, remind me to yank him out because I want to get him out. He needs rest, and I'd like to get some of these other guys in. So I knew he had 14 there for, I guess, three or four shots. We finally finished one, I believe, and we got him out quickly. I'm very proud of Speedy. He's a kid that comes all the way from Florida, one of the first guys that we signed. He's worked his butt off. He's gotten a lot better. And he was an under-the-radar kid that didn't receive a lot of national attention as a recruit. But like Raheem, like Mike Kaiser, like some of these other young guys that we have, Keon McNeil, Cordarius Johnson, they all have chances to be very good players here.
Game like this, good for your future as well. When you look at what your freshman did with Raheem at 18 mm-hmm. and 22 minutes, mm-hmm. Mike came off, and of course, you know, we're talking about a guy as a freshman sets a school record.
Yeah, all three of those guys had very good performances. They're very talented, and I don't want to take anything away from Alex Carr and Stoyan and some of these other young guys too, who really build up a pretty good young core that it'll be exciting to build around.